Hello and welcome to another episode of Medical Minds Mini, where we bring in Dr. Johnson, as always, to tell us a little bit about something that ails a lot of us. And I'm going to jump right in because you told me about this one ahead of time. Ear infections, everyone's favorite.
Yeah. And every parent's worry when their otherwise well-sleeping kiddo starts to not sleep at night, right? Or when the baby finds the ear and pulls on their ear. So luckily, a pretty easy exam to do, right? Nothing invasive. And ear infections also have the largest proportion of antibiotic use in kids. So most common reason that antibiotics are going to be prescribed, generally it's amoxicillin. Everyone's probably remembers the pink stuff in their fridge.
Yeah,
but you're going to see it. So an ear infection, right? And I think we'll talk a little bit more about this, Steve. There's been in the last decade, I guess, a little bit of shift in when do we give an antibiotic? When can we watch a little bit, and what happens from there? So, an ear infection is like an abscess, okay? It happens between what we would call the eardrum and the inner ear. So there's a space there, and that space can get almost like stagnant and get an infection in it. So most ear infections, you're not going to see kiddos with really high fevers because the body's kind of walled off that infection. They'll likely have a fever, what we would call like a low grade, but a primary just ear infection, ear pain, hearing loss, if they're old enough to tell us that, ear drainage sometimes if it's ruptured. So if that eardrum gets a hole in it from the pressure and the infection comes out, fever. And again, like I said, not all kids. Generally 1 to 2/3 of children will have a fever with an ear infection, and a temperature greater than 104 is really unusual that an ear infection is the primary cause. So things I hear often in the exam rooms.
I know, having two kids of my own, one of them at one point it was, is it ever common? Cause it was, I felt like there was like, not to be gross, but like drainage coming out of the ear.
Yeah.
And he ended up having a double ear infection.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting his tonsils out and tubes put in, later on. But that was, I remember that one being, it was kind of scary. And I don't know if that's because we didn't act soon enough or we're like, oh, you just have a cold, and then realized, oh, this is pretty significant.
Yeah. No, that pressure builds up, right? Because it's kind of in a closed system, that infection. If that pressure builds up fast enough and enough, it's going to break open. And honestly, a lot of times the story will be, they were really fussy for a couple of days and their ear hurt, if the kid can tell you that. And then they seemed okay and this drainage came out of the ear. Well, it opened up the infection. So a lot of times the pain goes away. And I don't think it's anything we do wrong as parents, personal story. When I started 10 years ago as a doc here in my office, I was getting sick all the time because I just was being exposed to new things. I woke up one night in the middle of the night and I don't remember what ear, it hurt so badly. And within an hour, I felt a pop and then all the infection drained out. And I had experienced that. So it can happen quite quickly.
Well, it's one way to get rid of the infection, I guess.
Yeah.
Not the way you want to choose, but
No. And the nice thing is a lot of times, when there's an opening like that, you can treat the infection with an ear drop rather than having to take by mouth. And that's where kiddos that have tubes, that have enough infections or that have maybe a speech delay, reasons that we would put tubes in, they can be treated with drops instead of having to take by mouth as well.
Do you find that this is one of the most common reasons for parents calling in after hours?
Yeah, we get it often, because if you think about it, if you think about when your ears are popping and cracking, whether you have a cold, as an adult, or you're going over the mountain and you feel that pressure, that's really annoying. And positionally, the way that our younger children's faces are still before they kind of get their face elongates and they look older, when they lay down, the pressure is a lot worse. So you might notice it more at nighttime. They're fussy. They're not sleeping well. They're not feeding well. And that tends to prompt a phone call or an office visit.
Any last bit of advice for our parents, not just for their kids, but for themselves if they experience this as an adult?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some of that shift that's kind of happened in the thought process is in some places we can do this watchful waiting. And what that means is if your kid is not at an increased risk for a severe infection, so that can be based on age, their fevers, how high they've been, if they get better with some Motrin or Tylenol, you can actually watch because they might be viral or they might get better on their own. And then you don't need to give an antibiotic. Most docs, when they do this, will give you the prescription and say, give it 72 hours and let's see. If they get better, they don't need it. If they get worse, they don't get any better, then you need to treat them. And I think that's a nice thing because not everyone wants to give their kids antibiotics all the time.
I was just going to say, because I would assume for a couple of reasons. One, can they become resistant to it if they do it too often? And two, you know, I just think more and more parents are trying to not, I guess, we'll use the word medicate, but antibiotic, you know, as their children as much.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's the same thing we would do, right? If your ear hurt, probably the first thing you would do is maybe go take some ibuprofen, right? And see if it gets better. And so we can do the same thing with kids, you know, give them some ibuprofen if they're above 6 months, you know, give them some Tylenol, you know, for any age, and see if they get better. And, you know, maybe if you're having allergies and you're ears are popping because of the change in weather or the pollen count, you know, if they're over 6 months, they can have Zyrtec, you know, so just kind of looking at what are those things that are not antibiotics.
All right. Great. Thanks as always, Dr. Johnston, for being our expert every single week on every single episode. But that's some advice on ear infections in our latest Medical Minds Mini. We'll see you next time.